Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 3rd of January, 2012. It's the birthday of Lucretia Mott, born Nantucket, Massachusetts, 1793. She was a teacher in a Quaker boarding school near Poughkeepsie, New York, and quit when she found out that she was being paid less than half of what the male teachers all made simply because she was a woman. She got into the women's rights movement, and along with Elizabeth Cady Stanton, she organized a convention for women's rights, the Seneca Falls Convention of 1848. Lucretia Mott, who wrote, "The world has never yet seen a truly great and virtuous nation, because in the degradation of women, the very fountains of life are poisoned at their source." It was on this day, 1841, Herman Melville, 21 years old, set sail aboard the whaling vessel Acushnet from the port of New Bedford, Massachusetts, bound for the Pacific. He didn't have much experience as a seaman, but he loved the sea. He was eager to learn. Whaling was still big business, 1841. Whale oil from whale blubber, the most widely available fuel for lights, also one of the most popular lubricants. He learned the ins and outs of whaling. He helped to harpoon the whales, harvest them, process their oil, also listened to the stories that his fellow seamen told, particularly of a legendary white sperm whale called Moby Dick. And all of it gave Herman Melville material that he was to use in writing his book Moby Dick. It was on this day, 1870, construction began on the Brooklyn Bridge, designed by John Roebling, spanning the East River between Manhattan and Brooklyn, the world's first steel suspension bridge and at the time the longest, 1,600 feet between its towers. At least 20 men lost their lives in the construction. It was very dangerous work. The workers were lowered to the bottom of the river in airtight wooden boxes to dig down to the bedrock, sometimes through as much as 78 feet of mud and boulders. It was hot, uncomfortable, the air pressure very high. Workers suffered the bends when they were brought up. The bridge opened in 1883 and for several years was the tallest structure in the Western Hemisphere, still an enduring landmark in New York City. And today is the birthday of J.R.R. Tolkien, born to English parents in South Africa, 1892. His father was working in a bank there. Tolkien, fascinated with languages, went to Oxford, studied classics, later English languages, came across an old English poem with a couplet, "Hail, Arendel, brightest of angels over Middle Earth sent to men." And Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings takes place in Middle Earth and has a character named Arendil the Mariner. One day while grading exams, Tolkien discovered that a student had left one page in the exam booklet blank, and Tolkien wrote on the page, "In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit," which became his book, The Hobbit. Here's a poem for today by Mark Strand, entitled Harmony in the Boudoir. After years of marriage, he stands at the foot of the bed and tells his wife that she will never know him, that for everything he says there is more that he does not say, that behind each word he utters there is another word and hundreds more behind that one. All those unsaid words, he says, contain his true self, which has been betrayed by the superficial self before her. "So you see," he says, kicking off his slippers, "I am more than what I have led you to believe I am." "Oh, you silly man," says his wife, "of course you are. I find that just thinking of you having so many selves receding into nothingness is very exciting. That you barely exist as you are couldn't please me more." A poem by Mark Strand, Harmony in the Boudoir, from his new collection Almost Invisible, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.